Hello and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Tanjourner.
Stonejourner.
Now you say Stonejourner. It's funny because I speak and write in English, and the way I spell stone, if I say it's stone, and the way I spell stone is S-T-O-N-E. Mm-hmm. But this guy's name is Stonejourner.
Stonejourner. Do you want me to? Yeah. You want me to look it up? See what Cerebi says. Cerebi.
Well, no, I'm just telling you from someone who speaks and writes in English. When I'm looking at Stonejourner's name,
I'm seeing
Stonejourner.
I'm seeing that the pronunciation is Stonejourner.
Maybe it would be Stonejourner, if anything.
Stonejourner.
Like you know?
And you, if you look at it, I don't know if you've gotten a close look at it, but it's a pile of big stones.
Well, and Stonejourner, right?
I think that's clear.
AKA.
We don't have to debate that one.
Tanner Greenring, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Stone Josher. And now I do want to get back into this one.
Did we
We're
have
out of
to
the
just
intro.
Come up with those nicknames, a.k.a. did I have to even step in and come up with them for Tanner about 2 seconds before this episode? Yes. But was Stonejourner a highlight and a low light of this past leg? Yes, also.
For me, I would say it was neither a highlight nor a low light.
More of a highlight for you than a low light, I would say.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I think it was all
I'm
a
like
low light
square
for me.
In the middle. Yeah, it was like, I guess I had to like go grab my Switch when you're like, hey, get on so I can send you the Stonejourner.
Yeah.
And I did have to like fly back to the Pokemon Center so I could rename Galarian Ponyta into whatever you wanted it to be renamed into.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which you already had. So
but
you,
now I've
you
raised the thing.
You didn't really
and
have
I'm
to
like,
spend...
You know, it's okay.
Oh, you're...
I would say it's okay.
You're not loving it?
It's fine. We'll get
it's
to the, it.
It's not your favorite Pokemon? One of your favorite friends? Spent
it's okay.
over 3 hours in the fucking snow trying to catch that thing with a 2% rate? Fighting a bunch of the Mr. Mimes and the ice cream cone one? The baby ice cream cone? And the Snoms? Don't even get me started
okay.
on that. And the Sneasels?
Yeah.
Because you
no,
wanted
it
so
bit,
desperately.
I wouldn't say it's competitive. It's
no,
not something
nobody
that's going to feature
that.
Predominantly in my team when we fight later. I mean, it might, because I've got you on levels.
Yeah, because I had to spend most of my week that I had time to play Pokemon on Route 10 trying to catch that damn thing. And all of my Pokemon suffered for it. And me, mentally.
Well, Drew England appreciates the outreach. It feels as though you've kind of gone out of your way to give me a gift that is very something you really worked for and something mm-hmm. that only comes from you and your homeland. And that really means something to
right.
Drew England. And I guess next time you're here, I'll buy you like a 12-pack of Sam Adams.
That's it. I was thinking maybe you make that
it's like a
shiny Lopunny
Boston
into
brewery.
A... nice coat for me.
I'm not sending you my shiny Lopunny. Get out of here.
I do want
Joshua.
Something from you. I do want something from you. I don't know about that Ponyta.
Joshua, let's talk about it. Route 9 before we get back to the wild area.
All right.
Because we are sort of led there.
We are railroaded
coming out of
right after.
Surchester. Or not Surchester.
No. Spikemouth.
Like ages ago. Spikemouth. Yeah,
because
we
there's a there's
Spike
tomfoolery
Myth.
And chaos
yeah.
afoot.
You're told, hey, go take the tunnel on Route 9 to get back to Hammerlock, and you're like, okay, I guess I will.
Well,
oh, it's pretty short. It's like a little. There's like a little bit of a thing here, and then you go into a tunnel, and there's like a crowd of people, and you kind of have to push your way through.
Yeah, and they're all gawking at something, and you get out on the other side, and you find out that. Pokemon are randomly Dynamaxing, like, uncontrollably. And then we
imagine
get a
that.
big
that
rant.
Would destroy, like, think of how many buildings must be destroyed across Kanto. What are we in?
Well, and they, God, Kanto? What? Yeah, and also, I mean, the property damage, also, you know, based on their behavior in the wild area, they also
oh,
just
like
run
horny.
Amok. So if
yeah.
they're really Dynamaxed, wouldn't they just be stomping on
hornier.
People?
Yeah.
Whether in a horny way or non-horny
I think we're
way.
Saying the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I
mean,
no
some people
what...
like that, you know? That's I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum.
We're in triage, though, Joshua. No one knows what's going on or why Pokemon are Dynamaxing. We've just been tasked by Leon, the Leon, champion of Kalos,
Are you just trolling me now? At least you know the names of a variety of regions we've played.
Kalos is pretty close to Galar, in my defense on that one.
I guess. Like, on the map, yeah.
Galar, Kalos, come on.
I mean, they would have, well, we already suspect that the Darkest Day is something that translated across
it's
Kalos
triage.
And Galar.
Like, the emergency is still transpiring, okay?
But
get
they won't
there,
let us help.
Crush some Dynamax Pokemon. No, we can't do it.
No.
We're children.
Yeah, it's like, canonically, it makes sense that Leon and Magnolia are like, no, you got to keep going on your gym challenge and, like, make sure
that
you're up for
it. You have a dragon trainer to fight.
But, and I don't know. I think maybe we'll find out how it impacts it. I literally don't remember. I know I do remember one big set piece that's coming up, but keeping all of the, like, criminal stuff until the post game basically is interesting, and I don't really know how I feel about it.
What do you don't like Team Yell?
No, I mean how we have not had any criminal HQ. We haven't done anything.
No, this one
with
just
them.
Doesn't have one.
Yeah,
this is the Galar region. It doesn't have this, like a criminal underbelly.
It's all squeaky clean.
There is one picture of Leon standing in front of a big Galarian Meowth that he's downed, which is not how Dynamaxing even works.
Excuse me? Where is this picture?
I didn't even capture it, but it's in one of the like cutscenes as you're going through the bridge. It's like a newspaper photo of Leon standing in front of a big Galarian Meowth.
Oh.
That he's downed, a Dynamaxed one, but it's fainted.
Is it the long cat Dynamaxed one, or is that only when you bring in the Kanto Meowth?
No, it's like the little Viking one.
Yeah.
The Viking one's pretty cute in its own way, though.
Berserker.
We're back at Hammerlock. We've been here before. Now we're coming in from the east. I don't know what you did, Joshua. I immediately beelined for the great Galar playground, the wild area.
Oh, you didn't? I did the gym first. I was like, I'm just getting
over
with.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I had to go out to the wild area and get some stuff done.
You had the call of the wild again. Call of the wild area.
Let's What'd talk about some of our favorite competitions that you and I like to compete against one another on.
Well, we
and
can skip through those probably this week. Probably not.
And that the bug catchers like to compete with us on to earn stickers.
At least a couple of them.
If we can, if the people at Sticker Mule can fucking, if their sticker presses can even keep up at this point. You should see the text message conversations I have with the Sticker Mule people. They're like, stop ordering so many stickers. I was like, well, everyone keeps submitting their scores.
Yeah, we got to get CEO John Sticker Mule on the fucking line because you got to clean this up. We're getting hounded left and right.
What is it going to take? Get another sticker press in there. Keep them coming. Circuit number two, as we
discussed
last week.
Well, we can
week.
At
oh,
least
Rotom
announce.
Circuit, by the way.
We're going to give the winning prize for the first circuit.
Yeah. It was so hard to choose.
Actually,
like,
let me check the
numbers.
It
was down
here.
To like milliseconds. That's how many entries we had.
Now, did Timall at TimHorton89 on Twitter, did Timall beat either of our scores from the first
our
circuit?
Our old scores?
Not of our old beat your old score, not mine.
Okay, well, that doesn't
52,865, so well
Beats
done,
me.
Tim. We will be contacting you to send you some stickers.
I think we said that they just have to beat one of us.
I mean, we're not going to be sticklers about that. So, one is good enough. So, congratulations, Timall. So, you say you have an update to circuit number one
as well, which wasn't really
on
the schedule.
Went and revisited circuit number one. Thought I'd take another run at some of those routes. Honestly, Joshua, looking at your old scores, I don't know how you pulled some of those scores off. Like, I did.
Do you know
runs,
that was my first shot? And I was like, that seems good. I'm done.
I did this run like 10 times, and I could not manage to like beat your. I think either
54,125.
Oh no, I beat that. Sorry. I got it. You got it.
Oh, were you going through all? Okay, just all
I've
right,
beaten
then just
you.
Go
I have
it.
The top score on circuit one, but there's a couple routes where you had like 1,000 points on me, and I just couldn't catch you. I just had to nickel and dime it to get 54,000 649, which beats your previous score.
Okay.
By only like 400 points.
I wouldn't count me out then. Because that was just one shot. What if I give it a second shot? Don't you think I'll blow you out of the water again?
I hope Josh hasn't gone back and tried again, because surely he'll have beaten this score. Because this took all my effort.
I didn't have time because of the aforementioned Stonejourner and the circuit number two.
That's old news, though, Joshua, because it's circuit number two in Rotom Circuit.
Congratulations. Let's see how long you sit on that throne on circuit number one.
Bridgefield to Giant's Cap. Things to look out for.
Oh, and your score was 54,649. So that is now the one to beat on circuit one.
What you're going to want to do, I think, on any of these routes, just to get this out of the way, is you wait until it says one. You hold down forward, and you immediately start tapping A, and that's how you get a boost right out of the gate, which you need.
Tapping A?
Or B. B.
Okay. Oh.
Tapping A actually says, are you sure you want to cancel the Rotom?
Like in Mario Kart?
You got to time it perfectly, though.
Uh-huh.
So you scream out of the gate at Bridgefield. That's the only thing you
really
need.
Believe it when I do it.
The only hazard I would say for Bridgefield is you're going to go on a long straightaway, and then you hang a quick right. That's tricky. You got to make sure you're ready for it. You got to make sure your camera's pointed that way. And then the only other thing is, as you're right as you're approaching the end, there's a couple of tricky roly-polies who will come out, and they won't fade into view until you're right on them.
See, those didn't get me, but is this the one, or this could be Giant's Cap to Hammerlock Hills. One of them has a clay doll that's floating right around one of
Ooh,
the balloons.
That's Hammerlock Hills to Bridgefield, I
okay.
think.
Yeah, because that one is really tricky, and that nailed me a couple of times.
Then we've got Giant's Cap. I'm just recapping Circuit 2. Giant's Cap to Hammerlock Hills. You're going to want to, you're going to be tempted to, go right around the big rock and hit all those balloons. Not worth it.
No, not worth it.
Going to kill your points. We've tried it. We
you can line it up and hope that you get hit with one of them, which I did, but you should not spend your time.
It's crucial to get hit with one of them. I think if you don't get hit with one of them, you restart the run.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Then you're just smooth sailing. It's the shortest run on the whole route, on the whole map. And then finally, Hammerlock Hills to Bridgefield, one of the longest routes on the whole map, and twistiest. You're screaming down hills. You're constantly shifting left and right. There's like a couple of puzzles, like bubbles that move around, but nothing super tricky.
I think it's relatively... I mean, there's just a number of like... The balloons are placed in a way that is kind of meandering, so you do have to like reorient the screen while you're
That's honestly
gunning
the
it.
Biggest challenge. Of
so
Rotom
that one
Rally.
Is tough here. And then there are like, it's always a debate of, you know, are you going to try to risk it, cut through the grass, but you
yeah,
might
you
get nailed
do.
With them on?
899 points is what Drew England brought in on circuit number two. Joshua, to you.
Ouch. 47,146.
Embarrassing.
I only had time to... Well, let me ask you, because this was not a one-shot. And in fact, I actually think my first one was better, but I didn't take photos of all of it. I did this thrice, and then I had no more time before this recording. So do you know how many times you did it? I'm just curious.
Oh.
I'm not going to judge you. I mean, this score is a record breaker. That's going to be, I think, tough to beat.
I think if you counted all the false starts, because like sometimes I would race to the.
Well, I guess I'm not
start,
counting.
Sometimes
restarts.
I would start Bridgefield to Giant's Cap and then go back. So I've done Bridgefield to Giant's Cap a ton.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah.
From there, I have probably done the whole circuit 8 or 9 times.
Wow. All right. Well,
which is a lot. It's like a long circuit.
It's perseverance. So I'll give you that. Not as good as a one shot, but you know, it's good. So 52,899 is the score to beat Bug Catchers in the Rotom Circuit number 2.
I saved up 12,000 watts. I brought them back all to the Digger Brothers and I went back and forth. I tried to develop a little bit of a strategy on how to get the 25 treasure output. I did manage to get it one more time, but that's the max I can get.
Is there a secret to this?
No, I don't think
Can
so.
Can you share any
completely
secrets?
Random. Well, the guy on the left will give you fewer things, but they're better, and the guy on the right will give you more things, but
I'm talking
worse.
About tactics. I'm not talking about
there is,
it literally
seems completely
how it
random. From someone who's spent 12,000 watts on it, it feels completely random.
That's what it felt for me. I mean, I these guys, I told you, they remind me of the Property Brothers, and just like them, I never want to see these fucking freaks again in my life.
Okay, you're just going to lose the competition. Berry drop.
I've never gotten higher than 15.
Speaking of losing a competition, berry drop. I think you're still at 16.
Oh, yeah. I'm still winning. I'm beating you on that, right? 16 is still the number to beat.
Yeah.
I never got, I shook, I think, three or four trees, and I never got more than 8 on this leg.
Yeah, it was a tough week for Barry Shay.
The Greedents were very gree this week.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
a Cherubi. Sure. I got a Cherubi that swung down.
Yeah, the
Cherubis
are starting to fall now, too. and we're starting to get some pretty interesting berries. And coincidentally, Joshua, I think I remained the Curry King.
I thought we determined it's still king, co-kings of Curry.
Oh, no. Remember, we said whoever came back and confirmed the most number of Charizard class dishes in their Curry decks would be named the Curry King.
But you still have one, and I have one.
You didn't confirm it, though.
How do I confirm it? My original Charizard class is already in this document.
Should take a screenshot of it?
Go scroll the fucking document.
Okay, fine. We're co-kings.
Okay, I'm back. Co-king.
If the competition were Milsuri class dishes, I'd be winning.
Wait,
A ton of those this
week. Oh, spicy bone curry? That's what I whipped up this week, too.
Spicy bone curry, yeah.
And that was a Milsuri class.
Oh, it was Tristan.
I think
Did you make
it
with Tristan?
I think
Camper
I, yeah.
Camper Tristan?
Yeah, I made it with Tristan.
That's on Route 10, but let's not get to Tristan. Oh, yeah, whatever. We don't have to talk any further about Tristan.
That's just
you can
the,
go camping with him if you want.
Housekeeping, I guess. Spilling over into the leg.
Did you? How was your spicy bone curry received?
I had just had it open. I think they still enjoyed it, even though it was mystery.
I only got a Copper Raja.
I got Pokemon's HP was restored, status healed, some experience points, and they were friendly, so they still liked it.
Yeah.
What about Copper Raja?
I got a Copper Raja class one. I made.
I haven't
Raja
seen
class.
That one yet.
That's silver. I consider it just as bad as Milsuri.
Copper Raja, very fun to say.
Joshua, we should probably talk about
the gym.
The gym, I guess. Yeah, that's really how it feels. Like you get railroaded into a cutscene, and then you're at the gym. That's the leg this week. I mean, I went out to it.
That's why we tacked on Route 10 and Winden after this. But yeah,
let's talk about our teams that we brought into fight. Rayhan in level check.
Level check.
Smellington Smith. Who'd you bring in this week?
So rude.
Tell me about your charged up team of Titan industry men and women.
Yeah, there's a woman now as of last week. So that's good. A little diversity. He's got a I think I'm going to make that joke.
Coward.
Diversity. He's got a Smith's got a diversity and inclusion initiative.
People go to his website and they at least see one woman on the like about us page.
He's cleaning up his act. Darby the Colossal is level 56. Ayrton is a Kling Klang now.
Congratulations.
Level 53.
What's the evolution on that thing? Just
straight
up? That's it.
That's the last. Oh, yeah. I mean, you had to wait for a while. I guess it was a Klang last week, but you had to wait until 38, and then I think it's a 48 or 49.
That's pretty long to wait.
Kling Klang, and it's so weak. I mean,
pretty long to wait for that.
I am, you know, the investment hasn't been around that long, so ROI unclear to see so far. But there are other areas that Wellington might want to invest in the coming weeks to see how they perform. But I would say the majority of this team.
Wow.
And this could be the team.
We're at the Elite Four, and you're thinking about.
Well, there's a Pokemon
areas of improvement.
There's a Pokemon that Smith saw at Rayhan's collection that he sort of wants to go out and endeavor to bring into his conglomerate.
Okay,
entrepreneur that he saw.
Let me go. I'm gonna go refresh my memory on who was on Rayhan's team real quick.
Well, you're gonna find out in a second. In the meantime, we have Cubit. Conkeldurr is level 57. Siemens the Weezing is level 57. Shilabeer Mudsdale is level 56. And then P.T. Barnum running away with it still. Mr. Rhyme, level 61.
Oh, right. We talked about it last week.
So what's...
What's, I have to find you one, though. You're at my mercy, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to help me find the Duraludon because it has a 1% rate. Although there is someone in Winden I can trade with to get one, but I have to get a Frozmoth for that also. And do you have a Frozmoth? You have a Frozmoth?
No, but I have
Snom. Everybody's got Snom. A Snom when you have to spend hours and hours in the fucking freezing cold fighting them. What does Drew...
It's impossible.
What's dumb England got?
It's bad. It just makes you sound silly.
Drew, fuck.
Massachusetts. How about them apples? Appleton, level 60. Huge. It's not even like, it's just a friendly little dragon. I don't know. It's not intimidating in any way. New Hampshire, welcome to the team. Old Man of the Mountain, Stonjourner.
There he is.
Level 60. Let me tell you a little bit about Old Man of the Mountain. You know about this?
Please.
You should, because it was on New Hampshire's state coin. That's the best they could come up with. The state coin committee was like, what do you got, New Hampshire? And they're like, we have a little rock on the side of a mountain. It looks like a guy. It looks like an old, sort of looks like an old man's face, if you're looking at it from the right angle.
Okay.
And then it fell off.
I mean, it looks sort of like a Transformer face.
Then it crumbled off the mountain.
Oh, when did
that
happen?
Like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Now they have nothing.
I clicked on... So I Google image searched Old Man of the Mountain, and I clicked on one of these random ones just to like get the profile of it. And the title of the article that it's in says... New Hampshire state rep compares Old Man of the Mountain collapse to the Twin Towers.
Yeah, and I think it was a little bit like that for New Hampshire.
That's from Boston.com. Okay.
You can go there still, and they've set up a very sad little like viewing station where you can see a little silhouette of where the Old Man of the Mountain used to be.
Oh, like a vista point in Horizon?
Yeah. It's gone now. Gone and I guess mostly forgotten. Because I don't think that many people live in New Hampshire.
Frankly, never even heard of it. I heard of New Hampshire, rather, but not this Old Man of the Mountain.
And the Pokemon's just so, thanks for nothing. Rhode Island.
Well, you're going to use that goddamn thing for the rest of the game.
Big blue bug or beetle, level 62.
Yeah.
Connecticut, big insurance, Greedent, level 60.
Hate it.
Maine, Clamshack, Crawdent, level 60. And of course, Vermont. Furrier affinity. Slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Shiny Lopunny, level 61.
Those old French hunters and trappers, what they would have done to furrieraffinity.net.
Imagine that. Imagine like an iPhone just drops out of a portal and it's open to furry affinity.
Yeah, and it's all in Lopunny. Oh my god! I mean, that would be
blow their minds. It would change society.
How many world wars would we have been through by now under that timeline? Or is it the opposite? Utopia.
Opposite.
Utopia. Could be utopia. Yeah. Probably more likelier than not, it's utopia rather than dis.
Josh, let's talk about our battle with Rayon in the Hammerlock Gym.
Did I already give when we
after
first
this
met
break?
Him?
Scorched.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back. Butt catchers, welcome back. It's Hammerlock Jim. We're fighting Rayon. He's got dragons.
When we first saw him, did I already give him a trainer banger? I think so. I mean, I need dragon trainer affinity check.
You're giving this guy a trainer banger?
I think he's a banger. I love his little outfit.
Okay. Did you know that he keeps a Rotom as like a subjugant servant? Who he
don't you?
And uses him to stream his like battles.
Yeah. Is that what I see you actually put a video in here of that.
It makes him float around him at all times.
Oh, is he like a Twitch streamer? Is he streaming all this?
He's like a little bit of a gamer.
Yeah, I don't. Like okay. Okay. I retract. I rescind. I rescind the trainer banger. Even though he's checking all my other boxes.
Yeah. Well, he's a gamer. He's
here
to stream.
I can't lust after a streamer.
Stream our battle with him. He's got all dragons. And they're all okay. There's only two new ones. One's called Santaconda. It's ugly, but fine.
I think Santaconda's
I don't want to start
sweet.
A fight about it. That's why it's not,
not
I
like,
think it's ugly. Hey, I think it's ugly, but I'm not going to call it and you make me barf because I don't want to start a fight about it. Also,
okay.
Not to nitpick, it's not a dragon.
Well, Gigawhiff isn't either.
Yeah, I don't know
but
why.
They thematically, the team fits together, which I like. I think it's a little bit more interesting than just having their one type. Let me tell you about the other new Pokemon that Smith has his eye on as an investment opportunity. Duraludon. That Giga, that Gigantamax form where it just turns
looked
into the
really
spire.
Good. Took into like, yeah.
The
yeah,
skyscraper really mode is awesome.
Yeah, looked cool.
Might have to try to recruit it.
Absolutely crushed it though. Rayhan was no problem for me.
I had multiple Mon who had super effective moves on all these, except Sandaconda, weirdly, but that's fine.
Yeah, I think I was fine across the board.
This is
no
the
issues.
What's making this playthrough interesting for me is that this is the longest I think I've ever gone, if not maybe closing out the game. With no water or grass types is very interesting. And none of them can learn any of those moves right now either.
Appleton knows some grass moves, which I think is the reason he's in my first slot this week. He did a lot of work in this gym. I had that funny little teapot, who honestly I like much better than Stonejourner. And I can't believe I built up like this whole idea of I got to get that silly old man of the mountain and have a Stonejourner on my team.
And because
that little teapot is great.
Sinister? Tanner was texting me.
Poltegeist?
Tanner was texting me nearly daily about like, when are you getting me that Stonejourner? And I kept saying like, I literally can't even get to Route 10 yet, man. And I know that it's like by the Lake of Outrage as well, but we couldn't even do that until after this last leg. And then I look at all that. I went out there, toiled in the snow, and I got you one. And now you don't even like it.
No, I don't like it. I wish.
You wish it would
Poltegeist
crumble into dust like the old man of the mountain.
Yeah. Sorry if any New Hampshire citizens are still touchy about that one. It's a pretty silly thing, though.
New Hampshireans? What are they? What do you call them?
Hampheads.
Or Granite Stater. That's better.
Yeah, they call us Nutmeggers sometimes.
I've heard that.
We already had a perfectly good nickname. Yankees. You don't need to be called Nutmeggers.
Very, yeah, you're the Yanks. Yeah.
All right. Rayhan catches us on the way out, has a little conversation with Hop and I, and he's like, hey guys, really good battle. Really great to see you in there. Good luck on your journey. And Hop has the fucking gall in front of me. I'm standing right there, and Hop says to Rayhan, I reckon I'm still the favorite to win, but I'm up against my true rival, Drew England. And I beg to fucking differ on that point. I would not say that you're the favorite to win, Hop. I would say that you're an embarrassment to the sport of Pokemon Championship Cup.
I mean, he's the poster boy for nepotism.
And he's bad at it. Like, he keeps losing. And he
certainly has lost every battle to me. If you're
going to
take advantage of nepotism, you should at least be talented. And this guy's a fucking hack on top of it.
Nepotism's fine when someone's good at it.
Oh, at the very least.
He's terrible at it.
Wellington Smith Jr.? Definitely.
Still the favorite to win. Show me, bring me to that fucking betting parlor, Hop. I would love to take that bet. You winning. Yeah, right. Get out of my fucking face. Rayhan's just nodding along.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
He's live streaming
Route 10.
It. Everyone is fucking just going hog wild on this Hop and decimating him in the chat.
Route 10, snowy mountain route. Well, kind of, just for a little bit. There's kind of like a big hill, but right on the other side of the hill, it goes right back to being like a beautiful spring valley.
I've said enough about this route. Well, I've covered the terrain. I do have two comments, though, about the Pokemon on it.
Okay.
One is, I don't know if you encountered a cub chew.
Yeah, they but and a bear tick. They remain as gross as ever.
And I still think in the earlier generations it was kind of okay and sort of cute, but whereas with each passing generation, the sprites are usually doing favors to the Pokemon, I would say Cub Chew continues to take a nosedive, and by literally a nosedive, I mean now when it comes out, it sniffs up its big, globby, icy snot ball, and then it just globs right back out.
You see?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no, Cub Chew's cute. And it's like, no, it's got a big snot ball hanging out of its nose.
It's awful.
Imagine touching it. That's always the sniff test on this.
No.
Imagine then, touching it.
And I don't really like thinking about the beer tick's
snot beard.
Snot beard. It is funny when they chase you, though, because they get down on all four legs and then they just like barrel
up to you.
There's
that one that always wants you.
By the camp.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Joshy's sweetie was also here. Galarian Darumaka.
I didn't,
what a delight.
What is, who's Galarian Darumaka?
Oh, do you not have that?
Maybe I don't think I saw it. Oh, you know what? I know
this delightful
from,
little guy.
I know this from Go. I know it from Go.
An abomination. Other than it's really. Zen mode where it turns into like a snowman, but I don't like the standard Galarian Darmanitan. Yeah. And I like, Unovan Darmanitan better. It's not a sweetie, but I think the design's fine. And then I like Galarian Darumaka better than Unovan because it's got a little frown and it bounces around and it looks kind of nervous. And if I were that little thing, I would also be very frightened all the time. So I think it's realistic and it's a cutie.
Yeah, I agree.
What were your impressions of Route 10? Anything to report?
I ran into my You Make Me Barf Pokemon out here. Galarian Mr. Mime, something I've run into before. In fact, caught one, sent it to you. It's on your team now.
P.T. Barnum.
But having to battle so many of them, because there's a ton of them.
Yeah, they're the most common, I think. Maybe Sneasel, but I think it's probably Mr. Mime.
I noticed that when he's defeated, he sort of steps back for a moment and then grabs his head as though he thinks his brain plate has been opened up and his brains are spilling out of his head. And he like feels around to make sure his brains aren't spilling out of his head. And then as he's dying, a huge grin comes across his face. And then as he sort of falls, he's grinning. It's really haunting.
I'm mesmerized by this gif. It is haunting. Yeah, and he holds in his faceplate and then he like kind of moves his hands to the side and then the smile comes out right as he collapses into the ground.
Yeah. Pretty terrifying. That's like something out of a horror film.
That's a nightmare.
Otherwise, I honestly think he's kind of delightful. He's like a little tap dancer. He's got a little like boat, a little like necktie on.
Yeah, Mr. Mime played the long game to get this Galarian version. And then Mr. Rhyme, I still just think's great.
But the like death mask is pretty upsetting.
That's true. I try not to think about that part too much.
Otherwise, I thought Route 10, honestly, it was sort of hard. Like, a couple of the battles were a little challenging on Route 10 for me.
Yeah, there were some good trainers here.
Team at the end with the camera and the mic.
They had a good team. Heliolisk, Noivern, Kling Klang, Togedemaru. Tough.
That Togedemaru. You know what it was? That Togedemaru had fucking spiked barbed skin or whatever that stupid move is called.
It's Spike Shield. I think that's
and
it.
And it's always hailing in Route 10. So that Togedemaru took down someone with a spike shield.
That was part of the reason I had Mr. Rhyme out most of the time here. It was just so I didn't have to deal with more of the animation of getting pelted by hail.
Yeah, the hail is pretty annoying in this area. Especially because it's like it's not even all that effective, you know? It's just like I just have to sit through the animations.
Yeah, exactly.
Like two of my guys have leftovers, which just heals all the hail damage anyway, immediately afterwards. All right, Joshua.
Winded.
You climb the big snowy hill, and right when you get to the summit, you realize you're at the crest of the mountain overlooking Winden. It's a beautiful valley down here.
Winden Town. Touching down in Winden Town.
Itself is a little confusing to sort of behold, because there's appears to be a big gym to the right, but then there's also like a big like space needle, which is also maybe a gym?
Not sure yet.
Hard to say for sure.
Yeah, Ferris wheel, the Big Ben. What do they call it here? I guess we'll find out.
What's a Pokemon name that rhymes with Ben? Morgrem.
What?
Big Morgrem.
Yeah, Big Morgrem. Sure. It's not our best. No. Did you have time to do any exploring here? I roamed around.
Yeah, I talked to a few folks. I talked to a few folks.
Yeah, I saw...
I chopped it up a little bit.
I saw another delightful slice of life with the... Did you see the dad and the two little kids who are standing in a line pretending... If you talk to the kids, then they're like, oh, we're pretending to be Phalanx.
Yep. I wanted to pull out my Phalanx and be like, look, I have one.
Yeah. I saw some, I think, protesters who were ranting about how many companies Chairman Rose owns.
Were they protesting?
That's what Smith's impression was, that they were railing against the machine of Chairman Rose's corrupt capitalist empire.
I think I bumped into them, I did not get that impression.
Give us some competition and give us some better items and service.
It sort of felt like idle chit-chat more than anything.
Were they simply asking each other, how many companies does he own again? Maybe.
It was like two NPCs talking, you know? It was sort of dialogue two NPCs talking might have, you know?
Getting ready to riot.
Yeah. Do you want to talk? I'm very interested in your sweetie honorable mention this
week. Oh, you saw that. Yeah. So you didn't go into this house? I was,
what, the Rotom guy?
Yeah, Rotom guy.
Yeah. No, I did.
So we get, I guess this is Item Finder? The Rotom catalog from some hip-dressed man in one of these houses, the mini row houses.
He's dressed
like a sci-fi. He's one of
the Watts dealers.
Watts guys, the sci-fi outfits. And you fight him, and he's got three Rotoms. The, like, what is it? Washing machine?
I'm okay with this, by the way. This is Rotom's natural element. Rotom wants to
enjoys
be a washing
these.
Machine.
I think it likes inhabiting.
An oven and a
lawnmower. That was my honorable mention, was specifically the lawnmower one. I love its grin. And I feel like it had the most fun energy. And of those options, you'd be the lawnmower, I think. Because you can roam around easily. And it's probably fun to cut grass if you're a lawnmower, right? I think so.
I think if I'm a Rotom in the wild, I'm switching back and forth between things. Like, I'm probably...
Well, yeah, if you're, relaxing
I'm
gonna
be
on a Sunday...
I'm going to be oven Rotom when I, need to use my hands, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'll be washing machine Rotom if I need to do the wash.
Is there, a couch Rotom? No, it has to be an appliance.
Well, as we know, Joshua, you can subject a Rotom to do anything you want.
I guess
these three
are
Rotom. What Rotom is making the choice to be these three, I think.
So you have to take a look at that Rotom catalog.
Tough to think about. What does the Rotom catalog do?
It just identifies all of the things that Rotom can go into.
Oh, so if you have a Rotom, you can switch between those things.
Yes. Fan.
Where do I get a Rotom?
There's a fan one.
Where do I get a Rotom?
Yeah, you're going to go back on your thing to find a Rotom. What's that going to be in New England? I don't know.
Eversource, my electricity company. He's ghost type.
That's an iconic. That's sort of an iconic.
They're an iconically bad energy company. But which one?
The Con Edison of New England.
Yeah. All right, Joshua. Let's go battle. Yes. I'm gonna crush
you. You have time?
Yeah. Let me just text Jack real quick. Just wrapping. Up.
So you're getting a lot of a lot of legs out of that Stonejourner because even if you don't end up continuing to use it, you have handicapped me for this week's battle because I had to spend so much time trying to catch it, and I was so sick of battling all those Pokemon on Route 10.
Listen to this baby
that
wine.
Now all of my Pokemon are somewhat significantly lower levels than yours, so once again I expect I'll get crushed.
Joshua, I'm so confused by you, because you know that you can just go out to the wild area, do a ton of Dynamax battles.
What I'm saying
gather
is
those EXP
I didn't have as much time
EXP
because
candies.
I spent so much time looking
and
for
feed
the
those
Stonejourner.
Candies to your Pokemon. How do you think Stonejourner got
three
so
hours is a
so
lot
quick?
Of time when I don't have a lot, especially when I got a Diablo 4, when I got demons to slay.
You think I don't have demons to slay? You
don't
think
all?
I have icons
don't
to
we
slay?
All, buddy. Okay, I'm setting this up. Ew, some awful guy walking on the street in Winden just goes, I always bring up the weather when meeting new people. Fuck you.
What are you, like, Dale Carnegie? Leave me alone. Why don't you just... We're right here. We're both on. We're both on the same code.
This is insane that it is... What? How? Are you... Did you put it on the internet? Are you on the internet?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Not my fault this time. Opposing trainer has been found. Time for a battle.
Still can't believe there's no suits to buy in any of these towns for my outfit.
I haven't changed my outfit since the second episode.
Well, you have a bucket hat and, like, board shorts, so what else do you need? Greedent versus Weezing fight. I hate that thing. And I'm concerned about it.
I'm concerned about going up against someone who's, I assume, poison type.
Yeah, I already got you. Toxic.
I can purge it.
How can you purge? Is that spit up? It gets
sheer
rid of
will.
That too?
I know, I don't think so.
I wonder if I should swap in. I mean, the poison's gonna get you one way or another, unless...
Yeah, he's just got a lot of hit points, so I just need to outlast it to get three charges.
Stockpiled two. Once the toxic starts negating... Yeah, it's negating your health increase, though, at least.
I don't even actually even know if I need to do three. I probably could have gotten you with two. I guess I only have three levels on you. That's not that many. All right, this is going to be the moment of truth. Ooh, that was a pretty big hit.
Toxic is getting pretty rough.
Strange steam. Disgusting.
Yeah, that's its signature. Oh my god. That went down real fast. One hit.
One hit.
Oh, I
should have
used
up.
Memento. Damn it.
But obviously, this thing is fucking toast now. It's lost all its defense chips.
And it's poisoned very severely. That's the hot new strategy for dealing with that thing, I guess.
It didn't work. I killed your guy.
Yeah, but you... That thing, Greedent killed, like...
Every time.
Greedent killed, like, half my team last time, I think.
And I'll just give it a berry to cure poison next time.
I'll just poison you again.
Good luck.
Mudsdale's out. Earthquake killed Big Insurance. They do not like dealing with a Big Insurance claim. That's true.
Is that thing just pure ground?
Yeah.
What's super effective against ground? Plant. I just did it.
I can't... If you don't know that one by now, I can't help you. I swapped in Mr. Rhyme. Energy Ball probably would have killed Mudsdale. Lopunny's out. Hachi Machi. Now, Mr. Rhyme and Lopunny, that is an image.
Oof. Freeze Dries hits hard.
Oh, high jump kick.
Ooh, that barely touched you.
I'm psychic. And ice, so it
psychic
balances
ice.
Back out. Oh, you're bouncing?
I'm just getting out of there, you know? Just avoiding that psychic.
No, I probably would have just stuck with high jump kick. Although, on the other hand, it could have missed, and then you would have killed yourself, so...
Ooh, the paralysis.
And you got a paralysis out of it, but psychic still
the
lands.
The psychic goes through.
Who is that? Lopunny is out, but Mr. Rhyme has third of his hit points, and he's paralyzed, so... He shan't be tap dancing for much longer. Poor Beetle is out. Oh, Leech Life got me. That was a risky play. If that didn't kill me, I could have freeze-dried you.
I think it would have... There's no way it wouldn't have killed you. It was super effective. Oh, stupid thing.
Colossal is out, which we all know Tanner hates. And here comes Crawdaunt. Surprising amount of damage. For that to be not very effective, Heat Crash. Conkeldurr is out. He's swords dancing, the Crawdaunt. What I should have done now, damn it. Crabhammer, ouch. 150 damage, but I lived. I lived to hammer arm, one hit KO.
I thought about sword dancing again, but.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't do that. At least you got a hit in. A big hit, to be fair. And it's 3-4. I have the edge right now, surprisingly. We'll let him go down to Big Blue Bug's psychic. He performed his duties. Try to get you with the Colossal again. Stonejourner is out. Tar-shotted.
Stonejourner's already extremely slow.
Yeah, but now it's... Now my heat crash will be good.
What are the other Pokemon you still have? What's dead so far for you? I've lost track.
I don't remember. Mr. Rhyme, Conkeldurr,
Mudsdale,
Weezing.
Conkeldurr and Weezing, but Weezing's almost dead, right?
No, Weezing's dead. Mudsdale's not.
Oh, Mudsdale.
Okay, let's keep it moving, because I got a meeting at 3 also.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Decide if I should... Dynamax!
I like how it puts its big stones under it, like legs, when it comes out. Wait, what?
What'd that say?
What did it say?
I ate through it.
It said that I couldn't move for some reason? What?
I don't know. Keep going. We gotta go.
Woof. Colossal's out. I don't know what happened there that my heat crash didn't connect. Because it would have been
cool.
Good after a tar
it.
Shot. Mudsdale's back out.
Oh, he's Dynamaxing.
Obviously. Let's Max Quake that thing. My Max Quake brings all the boys to the yard. Is that something?
It's probably going to really hurt it.
Wait, why did you go first? How is that thing faster when your speed has been lowered on top of it?
Well, it didn't matter. All I could use is Max Knuckle because I have Choice Band on.
Yeah, but this would have fucking killed you in one shot. So I don't want to lose almost half my health. There's no way this is not going to one-shot you. Oh my god, are you kidding me? Oh, right. Well, now you're back to normal size.
Why am I faster than you?
How are you fat? What?
That was like a Hail Mary, because I just assumed that you would go first.
Its superpower killed me. That's insanity. You had 4 levels on me? 5? Well, it's curtains for me then, because it's Kling Klang now.
Well, I can only use one move. Oh no, that was when I was Dynamaxing. Oh, it's weird that they didn't... That didn't...
I don't really know what just happened. But Stonejourner is dead. That really grinds your gears, huh?
What, Stonejourner died?
Because I used Gear Grind. That he died.
Oh, yeah.
Joke.
What level is this thing at? Because actually, neither of my last 2 Pokemon are very good against it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have any good moves to deal with this. Appleton versus Kling Klang. I'm shifting gear. Oh, it's got high horsepower? I never would have expected that. I thought it was... Well, it used to be Mudsdale's signature move. I guess not anymore. And why would Appleton even know that?
I don't see any high horsepower energy
coming from it.
Oh. I had a TR, and it could learn it, and I was like, it'd probably be pretty helpful for that thing to know a high-power ground move.
All right. Rest in peace.
All right. I beat Joshua. Actually, it was a lot closer than I care to admit, but I did beat him.
I did get you down to 2, or I think 2.5 or something. 2. Yeah, 2.
Thank you for joining us. This has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. As always, my name has been Tanner Jerner, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Stone Josher. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, and do follow us at EXPSharePod on Twitter and Instagram.
And check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can do your own level checks with the rest of the community. And you can also go to expsharepod.com and buy some merch.
That's it for us this week, Joshua. We have to go.
Champions Cup next week.
Champions Cup next week. Yes.
We'll see you there.
We'll see you there. Goodbye, bugcatchers.
Cheers, Alola, and smell you later.